Okay, so today we're talking about falling.
That's right, falling, free falling.
I heard an interesting story last week about falling.
Tell me, what is it?
So I was listening to this podcast, and this guy was telling this story about his friend who had cancer.
Uh-huh.
And he was undergoing chemotherapy, so he was losing his hair.
Okay.
And one day, his friend's at a gas station, uh-huh. and the woman... there's a woman across from him pumping gas, and
okay.
She says to him, is that like a middle-aged hair loss thing, or are you shaving your head to be sexy?
Ah, okay.
So he thinks, oh, okay, this attractive woman is flirting with me, he's kind of into it,
uh-huh.
and anyhow, he gets her card, and he calls her the next day.
Okay.
And he just feels that, he feels like he's known this woman his whole life,
mm-hmm.
and he just feels this instant connection, he feels really comfortable, and she says, why don't you come over, and let's hang out.
Yeah.
And he goes over there, and, you know, he's telling her about his cancer, and he just feels really open, and he's telling her just everything.
Wow.
And she's listening, and she's very sympathetic, and then it kind of changes tracks, and she starts talking about this investment opportunity.
Uh-oh.
And she says, you know, I got something, this may sound a little strange,
uh-oh.
But I wanted to share with you that... I know these guys, and they were somewhere like in the Himalayas, and they've discovered this snowman,
yeah.
that can bench press 200 pounds.
A snowman
that can bench press 200 pounds. And these guys, you know, it's amazing, and these guys are going to make a reality TV show,
yeah.
and they're going to put this all global, all over the world, and they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're taking investments for people who want the rights for the TV show in different regions.
Well, I hope he didn't fall for that.
So the U.S. was all taken, but Indonesia, you can get in. You can get the rights for Indonesia for this reality TV show for $25,000.
Uh-oh.
And, you know... I mean, there's a whole load of questions there. You know, first of all, there's just a magic snowman.
Yeah.
But then, you know, why bench press? Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Is the bench press made out of snow? You know, what's this snowman's? You know, if you all of a sudden come to life, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Start. Anyhow, he says to his friend, he says, like, I met this woman. She tells me this crazy story, and I know it sounds crazy. But I just feel like I've got limited time on this earth, and like I'm gonna take a chance.
Whoa!
And his friend, who's telling the story, was like, "Whoa, okay, my friend is like lost it, and
yeah.
he's like, he's fallen for this this ridiculous story."
Yeah.
But you know, if that's what he wants to do with his money, and that's what he wants to do with his last moments, is to just kind of invest in this fantasy that makes him happy.
Yeah. Why
then,
stop him?
Then maybe I shouldn't get involved.
Right.
And anyhow,
oh, man.
He ends up telling this story to a lot of people, and the guy's a writer for uh-huh. some famous magazine, and he says, he even asks his friend, do you mind if I write about this story?
Yeah.
And the guy says, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy passes away.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, he finds out that it wasn't that guy, the guy who had cancer, didn't fall for the story. It was him that fell for the story.
What?
That the guy who had cancer just made up that story about this woman at a gas station and about investing $25,000 in a magic snowman.
Yeah.
Because he just liked to make up crazy stories, and he thought it brought his friend's happiness to talk about, like, you know, how silly he had been. So
wow.
that was just his weird sense of humor.
So the writer that was writing about this had
yes.
fallen for it. He
yeah.
believed
yes.
it.
He,
yeah.
he thought his friend had fallen for the story, but it was really him. you ever fallen for... So in case anyone doesn't know, to fall for something means to believe something that's not true, to be gullible,
yeah.
to be over-trusting,
yeah.
to fall for something.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I've certainly fallen for things in my life. I can't think of anything specifically off the top of my head.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, especially as a younger man, I've fallen for all kinds of things. I've fallen in love.
Okay, there's another kind of falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, this word falling, it's got so many different uses in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, this usually it's got a negative
mm-hmm.
sort of meaning. To fall for something means to believe something silly.
Yeah.
to be over trusting, but to fall in love also has this feeling of loss
or of letting go,
yeah. loss of reason,
yeah.
and to just follow your emotions,
yes.
to fall in love or to lose control. But of course it's positive,
yeah,
because there's
sense.
Love involved.
Yeah.
But there's that same idea of loss. So
yeah.
to fall for something would be to lose your reason, your
right.
reasoning ability. To fall in love also is a kind of loss, but leading to something great.
Yeah. And I think that that whole notion of falling is intimately connected with the idea of losing control. And I think this is also why it is a very common recurring dream that people have in their sleep of falling, whether it's off of a cliff or off of a bridge, or and it's a terrifying kind of dream. And perhaps it's connected with that same idea of just not having control over your life, and that causes fear.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Right. You know, the speaking of dreams, the you know, falling is a very common one. You know, connected, as we said in the story, connected with a loss, feeling a loss of control in
mm-hmm.
your life, and
yeah.
maybe it manifests as falling in your dream. But another kind of common dream is flying.
Yeah, flying.
Which
is
kind of the
one.
Flip side
yeah.
of, I mean, both you have this idea of weightlessness, but
uh-huh.
one is this sense of freedom.
Yeah.
And the other is a sense of, well, you're going to hit the ground
right.
and you're in for some
well, the
serious
pain
or death.
Death or whatever.
But yeah, falling and flying, two common themes. You ever had either of those dreams?
Yes, I've had both of those dreams. I usually wake up before I fall. Not recently, I haven't,
uh-huh.
but I've had dreams of flying recently, being able to control my body through the air,
uh-huh.
and they were very quite realistic
uh-huh.
and quite amazing.
Uh-huh.
But I wake up from those too, of course.
Uh-huh.
I'm not still dreaming, I think. But yeah, I think it's such an interesting theme that's connected to our lives, and that's why we chose this theme for our core audio this month, because there's a lot of interesting stories out there related to falling, and we chose two of them.
Yeah, and I guess
yeah.
both of those stories kind of illustrate those two type of dream themes, falling in a negative sense and flying freedom.
Yeah, flying and with freedom.
Yeah.
This story about Julianne Koepke, who fell from this plane that was falling apart. What I find, well, I mean, first of all, of course, it's an amazing story. It's you wouldn't expect someone to survive
right.
a 9,000
right.
foot fall.
Right.
But what I find interesting about it is the fact that she survived. We suspect, and people who have studied this story suspect that she survived due to the resistance created by this helicopter effect of her being at one end of a three-bank seat, and then that spinning around like a maple leaf seed and falling to the ground. And then when she hit the jungle canopy, it broke her fall even further because the branches are flexible. And that slowed her down enough to where she could actually survive.
Right.
Yeah. And wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so
yeah.
her ability to survive was due to the fact that the other people in her row
yeah.
flew out.
That's right.
And that caused the lack of balance, which caused the helicopter effect.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of interesting to think about, that, you know, her ability to resist that fall was due to a sacrifice of these other people.
Of these other people. And then when you look at the story, the other story of this man, Jeb Corliss, this wingsuit base jumper, I mean, he chooses to put himself in situations where he's falling through the sky at a very high rate of speed. And it is through the air resistance of his wingsuit that he's able to exert some kind of control, which keeps him alive. So in both stories, even though one of them actually happens to someone unexpectedly, and the other one is he's putting himself in that situation, in both cases, it's resistance to falling which causes survival. And I find that pretty interesting as almost a metaphor, in a way, of our own lives. I mean, if you think about the idea of, if you want to look at it this way, that we're all falling, in a way, meaning that death is our ultimate our ultimate point of arrival, and it's through our resistance, maybe, to that process that keeps us alive. It's that desire to live, to get food, to get water, to cooperate with other people, to enjoy our lives.
Right.
It creates energy, and that's kind of a resistance to this natural process of death. So I think it's really...
Yeah, so one hand, you can look at falling as sacrifice and surrender, just letting go, or then there's kind of the other side of the story. It's not really completely letting go.
No,
it's resisting.
Yeah.
Because without resistance, then, you know, just like that plane, everything falls apart.
Yeah, and that's actually, I mean, that's a law in science and physics, is the law of entropy, meaning that all systems, anything that exists, is naturally wants to disintegrate.
Falling apart.
Fall apart. Yeah.
And there's another phrasal verb, to fall apart, where things just break down. Sometimes we talk about falling apart emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when our life is just in flux and things, a lot of bad things are happening, and we just feel like we can't keep things together.
That's right.
We say that we're falling apart.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever felt that way?
Yeah, I mean, I've fallen apart in sports, you know, like where you just lose your concentration and you just perform really badly. When I was a younger man, I'd fall apart. Emotionally, I suppose I've maybe fallen apart a few times in my life, but nothing, luckily, very, very serious. But yeah, I think all of us experience falling apart.
Sure.
Yeah. Some days I feel like I can't keep it all together. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Some days when we just have all of these lessons to write and to record and website problems, I feel like everything's falling apart.
That's right. We
always manage to pull it together.
Yeah, pull it together.
So fall apart, pull it together.
Yeah, pull it together. You can actually use that as a command.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't fall apart. Pull it together, man. You can do it. Pull it together.
Pull it together. Yeah, get it together.
Get it together. I'm always saying that to you.
Yeah. And I always pull it together for the both of us.
Yeah, right.
Right? On my wings,
you
we
wish,
both
buddy.
Fly.
Okay. Now, actually, speaking of flying, this guy, Jeb Corliss, is he totally insane?
I don't know. I know that you found some of his quotes inspirational.
Inspirational. Yeah.
But I just feel like he just kind of trivializes this precious gift of life that we have.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. I see it more as a way to celebrate the life that we have. I mean, he obviously gets something very, very positive out of that.
I think he's getting adrenaline. He's just getting a shot of adrenaline. It's exciting, and he's getting some attention from people watching his videos.
This is true, but he may need that to keep it together. You know what I mean? Like, for him, he thinks it's absolutely insane the way we live our lives. Maybe not you and me, but like just people in general live our lives by going to the same job every day, commuting over and over again until you're 60 or 70 and then you die. And he's like, that's insane. I don't think he could like emotionally or mentally survive that kind of life. He needs this maybe to thrive, whereas we certainly don't.
But I mean, what is the fatality or the death rate of base jumpers? Must be really high.
It is high. If you actually Google base jumping and look at the Wikipedia, you'll see many deaths that are occurring every year. And especially now that it's becoming more and more popular, more and more people are finding out about this sport. If you want to call it a sport, it's a very extreme activity. But the death rate is very high. It's extremely dangerous. And if you watch some of the videos of what wingsuit base jumpers do, they come so close to death, and if you make any mistake, that's it. You're a goner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. I love watching these videos. I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
But you know, for what? What is he? You know, if you want to risk your life for the greater good, to save your family or friends, or advance science, or somehow help humanity, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But you're doing that. What is the payoff? Well, you know, you get a lot of views on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean,
I
don't think that's why people do it. I don't think it's about recognition as much as it's about an expression of their life energy, and that's how they choose to do it.
Right.
You know, to each his own.
Right.
You know, so who are we to judge those guys.
I'm the judge.
You're the judge. Okay.
I'm the judge.
Judge Douglas.
Silly. It's a silly man.
But I do like his quote about failure being a decision.
Remind me, what's that? What does he say about failure?
He says that it's actually a that success is inevitable. If you keep at something and you keep going, that success will come. And the only way that you can fail is if you decide to fail. You choose to give up. You decide, I can't do this anymore. And he says, that's you doing that. That's, you know, you, of course, little failures happen, but those are stepping stones to success. And so don't choose to fail and you will succeed. And I find that motivating.
Okay. Yeah, I can buy into that. Uh-huh. And I also like the idea that, you know, for any great reward in life, we got to take risks.
We got to take risks and we got to work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah. So I suppose if you took that idea and applied it toward your efforts at becoming fluent in a foreign language, and for our listeners, that's English, you know, you're going to experience times where you feel like giving up, like you feel like you're not making progress, you feel like things are not happening. And that is, if you choose to give up, that's your choice, and you are choosing failure. Whereas if you stay at it and you keep practicing, things will move eventually and you will succeed. Everyone will. And if you don't, you die before you succeed, you're on the path to success. So it's not failure. It's just a different way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the difference in failure at language learning is, what's the worst that happens? You know, somebody laughs at you.
Yeah. Right.
You know, a lot of times I think that's a very real response people have. They have this very emotional, guttural feeling of, you know, people, oh my God,
people are
going to
judge me. They're going to laugh at me.
I look like a
think
fool.
I'm stupid. Yeah.
But really, in reality, the stakes are so small and the rewards are so great.
Yeah. There's so much you can gain from speaking English fluently.
And so much you can gain from making mistakes. I remember the times people have laughed at me learning different languages. Those are the times that really stuck in my mind and I really learned something.
Yeah.
Not just about myself, about my own problems, worrying too much or thinking too much about what other people think, but also it really, you know, imprinted on me what that mistake was.
Right. Yeah. Because you remember it so much more deeply when it happens that way, rather than reading about it in a textbook or maybe having a teacher in a formal situation point that mistake out to you.
Right.
When you realize your mistake in an experiential way through a conversation or through, you know, people laughing at what you said.
Yeah.
It's like once you realize what you've done, wow, you don't do it again
because
it's sunk so deeply.
Yeah.
In. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it is so, you know, really meaningless, you know?
Yeah.
These little, it's all about building our awareness of our own ego and realizing that there's no damage done from making mistakes.
Right.
Only steps to greater learning.
That's right. There's way more to gain than to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just got to keep it together.
Yeah.
Don't fall apart.
All right. Keep it together, buddy.
You too.